Okay, panty drawer. Let's see. So, first drawer. Yes, I have two drawers. I kind of have a thing for panties and socks. The socks thing, not as much anymore. More so, like, I don't know, like teenage years or whatever, but the panty thing has persisted. So I have way, way too many panties. But yeah, I have the drawer of the thongs and the drawer of not thongs. Thongs are my preference. Thongs are, although some might disagree with me, more practical, more comfortable, and just more suitable for everyday wear. With the not thongs, you constantly dig a wedgie out of your ass, and with the thong, it's like, that's just how it goes. There's a string up your butt, and you get used to it, and there's not, like, two strings that are not really strings, that are, like, expanses of stupid-ass fabric with, like, elastic banding, like, hugging your butt, but kind of, like, not staying in place, and, like, shifting in your pants, and the, fuck, they're just annoying. They're just fucking annoying. And yes, I wear a lot of, like, form-fitting pants. Not skinny jeans, because I fucking hate skinny jeans. They don't look good on anybody. If you have to be listening and you are a big fan of them and you wear them yourself, I'm not really sorry, because they look stupid. They don't flatter anybody, but, I mean, if I offended you, my bad, but yeah, I'm not a big fan of those. So, my form-fitting pants are form-fitting from, like the knee up, like form-fitting through like the thigh area and the booty area, and the booty area thongs just make more sense. I don't like standing up and feeling like I gotta dig my panties out of my butt the first like step I take, and it's just, thongs are, they're just more practical, damn it. But I've got a whole drawer of the full, fucking things, and I just dropped my phone into it. Sit still, bitch. Let's see what we got in here. I went on a sort of lacy kick a while back, so I got a bunch of, I mean, they're mostly like lacy on the waistband, and then the bottom part is like stretch mesh or just like standard cloth. I mean, I think like cotton poly stretch, kind of like cotton for like the breathability, and then polyester for the flexibility, and the, I don't know, but yeah, they're, I got a bunch of those. In fact, most of my panties are the, like, what I'm assuming is the cotton poly thing. But I did go on a lace kick a while back, so I got a bunch of, like, lacy waistbandy things. In terms of color, you know, it's weird. I'm a lot more, I suppose, adventurous with color when it comes to panties and pajamas, too. But yeah, like my normal wardrobe, like leave the house kind of clothing. I don't like bright colors. If I have like bright color, you know, surrounding my butt and like decorating my butt and like my bits and stuff, like the, like, yay, the hot pink or bright red or like some kind of weird purple fucking cloth all over my vag and stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's cute. But make me a whole fucking shirt out of that, or like pants, and I just, nope. I'm just not a bright colors kind of kid. I don't like red, certain shades of red, like, man, I don't fucking know how to talk colors. Like really vibrant, really bright red, but kind of like more blood red than like orangey red, I guess, and not raspberry kind of red either. So I don't into bright colors. That's the point I'm trying to get across here. But yeah, my underwear drawer, I got a bunch of bright colors in here. Got a bunch of fucking bright ass reds. Got a bunch of like hot pinks, blues that are, again, I don't quite know how to convey what exact like shade or tint or whatever of blue these are, so just blue, whatever that brings up in your mind. Take that and a couple variations of it, and that's my underwear. Same thing with green, not as much with orange, the orange, I mean, there's like a like three that are orange, and one of them is like white with orange polka dots of like three or four different colors of orange. And there is absolutely zero yellow because I just kind of detest yellow, and that does carry over into the panties and pajamas thing. I don't do well with yellow. It doesn't. Blah. Some purple. See, purple and pink, I'm weird on too, because they go into like, I don't know what other name to call it. Maybe Barbie, but princess comes to mind. Like princess, purpley pink, and it. Fucking gag. I don't like those. So for pinks, I like really, really hot pink, like neon, stupid hot pink, or so fucking pale it's almost white kind of pink. And with purple, again, I don't know quite how to like qualify these color nuances or whatever, but basically, I don't like pastels. That's the takeaway here. And I don't know. Nobody gives a fuck about this. I'm supposed to be talking about panties. Yeah, I got a whole fucking drawer full of thongs. Prints. Not a ton of prints. Like, there's some stars. There's some stripes. I like horizontal stripes. Lace, like I said earlier. A couple polka dots. Skull and crossbones on that one. Leopard print, fucking 80s, aw yeah. Nah, 80s or 90s? Yeah, I don't know whether leopard print or cheetah print or whatever the spotted animal-y type shit, if that was like 80s or 90s, but I got like two or three pair of those. Pinstripe. Yeah. And most of them are not like the tiny little like shoelace G-string kind of thongs, but sensible thongs. Yeah, there's I mean slightly more fabric to them, I guess. But like they got the little like edge trim that's the different color and the fuck, I don't fuck. They're just panties, man. I put them on and like, yeah, I have panties on, and that's that. I don't really put all that much thought into it when I'm not actually shopping for them, which doesn't happen that often because I don't really like shopping all that much. Hardware store is fun, but the mall is kind of. Yeah. So, other drawer. Other drawer is. Same basic fabric where it's like the cotton poly stretch kind of thing. Not as many like just solid colors. Like there's more prints in here, but again they're also like stripes, couple pinstripes, a few with stars, skull and crossbones. Yeah, those have robots. I like those. Couple like three. Two or three pairs of like straight up granny panties. Like briefs. Just fucking briefs. I mean, they're not like super high cut, because I don't like pants, underwear, anything. Anything that goes on like my bottom half, if it's high cut or even like mid-rise, it just pisses me off. I don't know why, it's just my stomach gets all like agitated, angered, like, oh, I can't breathe, oh, there's something squeezing my stomach, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm that much of a pussy little bitch. So, yeah, I prefer low-rise everything. And my panties reflect that, whether thong or not thong. What else? Oh, and of the variety of not thong, kitty. Of the variety of not thong, there are. Come on, Bubble. There are like bikini cut style, I think they're called, and boy shorts and hot pants, hip huggers. I don't quite know if I'm making the right distinctions here, but like, come here. There's the kind that are
that look like a pair of shorts, except they're like shrunken. And yeah, those kind that are like shorts, but just super, super stretchy and like super ridiculously small looking when you hold them up. I'm pretty sure those are boy shorts and hot pants. I think those two terms are interchangeable, but yeah, I got a bunch of those, mostly hot pink and black and gray. A couple with polka dots, I guess, some kind of dot pattern that's not really very, God, I can't words right now. It's not very apparent. Like, the dots don't stick out. It's not very, like, there's no contrast with a different color. It's just like a slight textural. If you look closely, hey, there's little dots, but it's all the same color. And yeah. So, a couple of those. Again, with like the stripety thing, whether like pinstripes or like wide black and white stripes, I have a couple with like red. Red there. I think that's it, but yeah, I kind of like stripes. I know that that's, know that Traps are a big fan of a lot of the things that I kind of always liked a lot, which is interesting to see. But yeah, like wide horizontal stripes, I dig those. And the other kind are, I think, hip huggers, which are kind of like the boy shorts and or hot pants, whatever style, except your ass hangs out of them in the back, like they're a little bit smaller. And I don't know if I'm drawing the right distinctions between all the different cuts and styles and whatever, but yeah. Excuse me. Got a handful of those, and those are, I'm trying to decide which are the most uncomfortable to wear. Between like the bikini cut, the boy shorts, the hip huggers, and the like the granny panty like brief whatever style, and they all kind of suck. So I don't know. Thongs are bust, baby. That's pretty much my whole philosophy there. And that's interesting little anecdote, I guess, with that. I started wearing thongs around 13 or so, and I remember when I asked my mama if, like, the first time I asked her or told her, like, hey, I want to get thong underwear, and, like, hey, blah, blah, thongs, yay, thongs, and I don't really know the history of them. I don't know if this was, like, that new of a thing at that time, or if it was just new-ish in my area, or if it was just, like, trending in my area as one of those things that, you know, like young ladies were into, but young girls were like picking up on it and probably shouldn't have been yet because they're too young for that kind of thing. Like, it seemed like that was maybe the atmosphere surrounding it. Kinda, maybe. Again, not too sure on that. Don't really care all that much. But, I remember I was at the mall with my mama and I mentioned that to her and she was kind of reluctant, hesitant, whatever about it, and she didn't really like the idea. And she said, okay, fine, why don't you call grandma and ask her and see what she has to say on the matter? And I thought, well, fuck, there goes that. But I called grandma, and my grandma basically said, let her make her own decisions. It's just underwear, nobody's gonna see him, doesn't matter that much. No, if the kid wants to wear a thong, let her wear a thong. And yeah, I've pretty much been wearing thongs ever since. But what else? The one other kind that are in here. they're brief cut, but they're like little boy style, I guess. Like not fucking tidy whities. Underoos. Underoos, like Spider-Man, Superman. And those, they, I mean, I fit in them and they're kind of cute and fuck it. Fucking underoos, man. Yeah, so those and the granny panties pretty much get relegated to like Shark Week and like Laundry Day. Yeah, because they just, I mean, the underoos are at least cute, but they're just not that fucking comfy to wear. It's just, it's too much fabric around my butt and my, yeah. But the other style in this drawer, other styles in this drawer, get worn to look cute, I guess. But yeah, that it doesn't really come up all that much, so I'm I mostly just stick to the thongs, and the thongs are comfy, they make more sense for like day-to-day shit, and over the past, I don't know, we call it a year, year and a half maybe, I've kinda been moving towards like, why fucking bother with underwear at all? Because why? I said fuck off to bras like, shit, I remember 2 years, 3 years ago now? Quite a while. And I got those, I got those like nipple cover, what the fuck do they call them? Like pasties, but reusable pasties. Like they're made of silicone, so you just like wash them and they like stick again afterwards, and like they're, you know, you don't have to like throw them away after every time, like a little stupid flower shaped fucking band-aid bullshit. But yeah, I got those and I discovered that those are amazing and they work just as well as a bra, and I kind of said fuck off to bras, but I kind of said fuck off to the pasty things too, and I'm, yeah, I don't know if I should attribute this to like laziness or my inner hippie or what, but panties are, and I mean, bras can fuck right off. Bras, I've started taking those apart and like turning them into other things, but panties, I mean, they do still get worn more often than not, but I'm finding myself going without them a lot more than I ever would have expected. So yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, two drawers full of panties that are slowly getting, what's the word for it? Slowly getting less fucks given about them. We'll just go with that. You wanna say something else? Yeah.